Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Throwback Special by Chris Batchelder, read by R.C. Bray. What, then, is the attitude and mood prevailing at holy festivals? Johann Huizinga, Homo Ludens. Prologue. Today in Sports History. November 18, 1985. Washington Redskins quarterback Joe Theismann, 36, suffers a career-ending compound fracture of the right leg on a sack by New York Giants linebacker Lawrence Taylor during a telecast of ABC's Monday Night Football. On 1st and 10 from their own 46-yard line, early in the second quarter with the score tied 7-7, the Redskins attempt a trick play called a flea flicker. Theismann hands the ball off to tailback John Riggins, who takes several steps forward and then pitches the ball back to Theismann. Theismann looks to throw a deep pass, but he immediately faces pressure from Giants linebacker Harry Carson. Theismann's in a lot of trouble, says play-by-play commentator Frank Gifford. He steps forward into the pocket to avoid Carson, but Taylor, rushing from Theismann's blindside, leaps onto his back. Theismann ducks, and as Taylor falls and spins, his thigh strikes Theismann in the calf with enough force to snap the bones of Theismann's leg. It sounded like two muzzled gunshots, Theismann says later. Taylor stands quickly, waving to the Redskins' sideline for medical help. ABC decides to show the reverse angle replay twice. And I suggest, Gifford says before the replay, if your stomach is weak, you just don't watch. When you see a competitor like Joe Theismann injured, especially this severely, I don't think anyone feels good about it.